Mr. Drachek's coming to my office. How do you feel about that?
It's always a good time coming down here, Jeff. Appreciate it. And always tell our students and everybody, it's come on in anytime to my office. It can be a good thing as well. It doesn't have to be a bad thing.
Did you ever get called into the principal's office as a kid?
Maybe a couple times here or there, but just to maybe get an award or something. Nah, that's not true either. I probably had made a mistake that I needed to get it corrected. So appreciate those people that helped me out at those times.
Usually if we're talking to you, it's graduation or homecoming, and it's certainly not graduation, so it absolutely is homecoming. Oh, fun question. What percent of students in middle school and high school could spell Drachek correctly? What percent? What's the over-under on that?
Probably, I'd say 40%. I'll say that, but maybe it might be a little bit higher.
That's why they call you Mr. D.
Yeah, Mr. D.
D's easy to spell.
That's easy to spell, you bet. So,
how's your family?
Family's doing really good. It's kind of fun this year. I've told a few people this. I said, we get the opportunity in the Yankton School District. Myself's at the high school. I have a daughter in middle school. I have a son at Beetle Elementary. My youngest son has been out in the 3-year-old preschool at Trailhead Elementary. And then my wife teaches at both Lincoln and Stewart. So we're covering all 6 schools in the Yankton School District this year from the Drachek family, and just been really, really fun to see and be a part of all of those.
You know, just hearing that, thanks for taking the time to visit with us. I don't know where you found the time.
It's been good. And homecoming week, as we get into this, it's always a great week. You know, there's a lot of preparations in place, but our students have just done a fantastic job, and they do that every year of creating this environment. And I really come in and I tell our students that, you know, this isn't for me to plan for you. This is for us to plan together, and you got to have your things that you're putting into place to where it's fun and ideas that take place throughout the week.
Has it been a good start to the school year in 2025?
We've had a great start. It's just been, we're off and running. And like I said, being already, I think, homecoming week within our 6th week of school with students, a little past our midterm time, and just a lot of fun to kind of get in and celebrate. Our freshmen have come in, just done a fantastic job. That transition's always interesting. It's not necessarily hard, but it's just something where you have to figure some things out with what it means to be a freshman, what it means to be in high school. And then all the way up from our sophomores, juniors, and seniors, they've really led by example. And like I said, when there's times when we love to celebrate them, and there's times when we need to help them if a mistake is made, or help them guide in the direction that we expect. So always good things going on at YHS.
The good people at Runza are giving free ice cream cones to students if they show their student ID. That's pretty nice.
That's awesome. And I think we even talk to them as well. And our staff go out there and show their ID. They get a little free ice cream cone as well. So thanks to Runza. They're fantastic. Our students are excited about that as well.
Yeah, they told me I could get a combo meal if I show them my Discover card. So let's talk about the candidates, Pioneer Princess and Pioneer Prince candidates. What's the reason behind the Pioneer portion of that? That's unique to Yankton.
Yeah, you bet. So each year, our seniors select 10 individuals that are up for the Pioneer Princess and Prince, and something that's been tradition here at Yankton for a long time. You know, our whole senior class, they select those 10 individuals, and then those 10 individuals become a royalty. Something that's really neat within our royalty is they do a lot of planning, and they do a lot of the things with student council that need to be done throughout the week. One of my favorite things to do with the royalty is last week we were in, and I like to have just a little royalty lunch for them, and we are able to bring in a little pizza and just sit around for an hour during lunch, talk about the week and talk about what the expectations are and what their plans are to do. And I really say this is really to get our student body involved. And they lead the way to do this for the week. And within all of the different activities that they're in, they branch out into really bring the whole school together along with our staff. So a lot of fun with all of them. So
Coronation Thursday night.
Just a great, great program that we have. We'll have a lot of little things that are going on with our, just to try to get all of our activities involved with the things that we're doing. You know, the dance team, the cheerleaders. Coach Muth will give a little speech. We'll have our student council kind of in charge of that. Some great MCs coming from there, and I think we're just really excited about that. And then afterwards, of course, you know, the burning of the Y go out in the parking lot there on the back and teacher lot. And
I just want to go on record saying I think we should burn a P for peer, but it's tradition. I get it. So on with the show.
On with the show. That's right. And like I said, I usually our construction trades class put the Y together. I know they could do it, but I think the P would probably be a little bit more difficult. That Y is pretty easy to put up there and get that thing lit up. It'll be nice where it's getting a little darker out and be cool for our students and the people that attend that.
So. A lot of home sports this week, too. Volleyball took on Vermilion. Soccer has got Aberdeen Central coming in. There's a cross-country home meet on Thursday. And then, of course, the Peer Gov. Aren't you supposed to schedule someone that's you know, it's going to be an easy opponent?
You know, I'm not even going to get into the scheduling part of those things because Mr. Morris takes care of all of that. And I think, too, that, you know, we've done a good job with keeping up the activities and making sure that everybody comes in and has the opportunity to show off their talents to our community. So we're ready to have Peer come to town, and we're ready to have all of those activities take place and proud of those. And that's something that I really enjoy is seeing our kids showcase their talents, whether that's on the stage, on the floor, on the football field, or on the soccer field, any of those areas, just to go out and see them compete and work really hard to do those things. And a lot of credit goes to our coaches. Our coaches are fantastic with the things that they're doing. They work really, really hard. Sometimes they don't get the results that they want, but they're back at it. They're working hard to keep doing the things that give our students the opportunity to be a part of all of this. So grateful for all of them.
Is it harder during homecoming week to keep focus? You have all these extra things. And is it tougher in the classroom? What do you tell your teachers about homecoming week?
Our staff has done just a phenomenal job because they want to take part in this as well. We want to make this something that's fun for our students. But we also know at the end of the day that, you know, I've heard that we got a few tests coming up this week, and there's a lot that are cramming in to study for that because there's a lot of other little activities. So I think our students know that we relax a little bit, have a little bit of fun, but we still coming into the classroom, try to take care of business in there and make sure that we're doing the things that need to be done there as well. So it's not a total distraction, but it's a way that we can have some fun with everything that's going on.
Prediction on the game. Give me a score of the Friday night game, please.
Man, I don't like to give out any predictions or scores. You know, I think that the Bucks are going to be ready to play Friday night and have a lot of success. You know, whenever you get an opponent that comes to town with the caliber of Peer, you never know. You don't necessarily look at records. You just get in and line up, and the team that makes the least amount of stakes are going to win. But if you held me over the fire, I would say Bucks 27, Govs 13. So we'll go on record with that.
Well, I thought you were going to completely dodge the question like a politician, but then you answered it like a principal. So way to go. Way to go. Thanks for the time. I hope you have a super week, and we look forward to everything that comes our way for homecoming. Have a great day at school.
All right. Thanks, Jeff. Appreciate you having me on always.